You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Over the weekend, racially insensitive photos from a Cal Poly fraternity party swirled through social media. One photo in particular featured a student in blackface. The photos have struck a chord both here and across the country. Monday morning, I talked to some students at the university as they headed to class.
It was kind of like very disappointing, but not surprising at the same time for Cal Poly, especially for a Cal Poly frat.
That's Cal Poly student Gianna Bissa. And the Cal Poly frat in question is Lambda Chi Alpha. But it's not the first incident featuring allegations of racism at the Cal Poly fraternity over the past several years.
One of the frats did that Colonial Bros and Navajos party where they had people like dress up as like colonizers and whatever their image of a Native American was. And it was super racist.
Lambda Chi apologized swiftly for the actions at this weekend's party, saying it wasn't their intention to be offensive. But then another photo Sunday showed the fraternity dressed as stereotypical urban gangsters at the party, and it kind of changed the story that it was all just a misunderstanding. The fraternity has been tight-lipped ever since. And it's also not great news for a university that is actively trying to increase diversity on campus. The photos coincided with Polycultural Weekend, a time for prospective students to come acquaint themselves with the university's social and academic culture.
Considering the very high white population that we have here, it was definitely not positive thing to see about our campus and how it reflects on us.
That's Christina Ramsey, a Cal Poly first year. She was sitting with Liam Graham, also a first year.
It also makes me mad seeing that, like, that no one was, I guess, like, smart enough to see, like, oh, this is not a good idea to probably do this.
But not everyone is ready to form an opinion about the incident. Brian Spurgeon and David Alexander were grabbing breakfast before class.
I've only seen one picture online, and I'm not going to jump into any conclusions.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
But for all I know, someone photoshopped it in there, man. I just saw a picture. Obviously, like, I'm not condoning what they did if that's true, but I don't know that they did it, to be honest.
Cal Poly has said they are investigating the matter, and the president of the university, Jeffrey Armstrong, issued a statement that said, for those that have been hurt or offended, that he stands with you. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.